Penny Wars were a great success, and today's the day we've been waiting for. We did have an anonymous donor that evened out the buckets in order for all three to participate. Now, if you want that donor's name, I'll be glad to share it after the service. But we raised just right at $150 with for the Penny Wars, and at the end of the service, all three ladies will get a pie in the face. And it's going to be so much fun. Also, the youth worked the concession stand at the community building this weekend for Jubilee Days and set some chairs up. And so all in all, with the Penny Wars and the Jubilee Days, we raised about $400 that will hopefully get us to Oklahoma and hopefully back. We'll see. We may have to, you know, tie some people on top. Tyler, Paul. Yeah, we'll see how the week goes, and some of the youth may just be on top of the van, depending on how hard they work. But we do leave, I can't believe it, a week from today, we will be on the road to Oklahoma to the Cherokee Nation. And so at 8 o'clock next Sunday morning, we're going to gather right in here, and at the beginning of the first service, if all of you could show up, I know you're here at second service, but if you could come to first service and kind of lay hands on our youth and our adults and pray us on our trip, that would be great. Lives are going to be changed, not only our youth, but the people that we're serving. It's going to be an amazing trip. We have 24 youth and 8 adults going, and it's just going to be an awesome week. So thank you.
Thank you, Jamie and Deanna, for those. Also, we have as a praise today, not only the wedding this afternoon, but we have some flowers on the organ that are given to Joan Soppy in order of Joan and Cliff's 45th wedding anniversary. So we want to congratulate them on that.
Jay,
yes,
that
sir.
Is one patient woman.
Been waiting for those flowers for 45 years, is that it? No. Congratulations to you guys. Also, we want to lift up all of the, if you look at the back of your announcements or your back of your bulletin, you will find that there are many prayers that we need to be lifting up for people who are in the hospitals and nursing homes and who are recovering at home, and also still continue to pray for our men and women in the armed forces and pray for our government. It just, today's world is a very trying time for those that we see hard economic times, and we just need to lift those up daily in our prayers. And we just ask that you keep this bulletin by your prayer chair, wherever that might be in your home, or just keep them in mind when you're driving down the road, and don't close your eyes, but don't be hesitant. I talk to the Lord a lot when I'm traveling around, so He's ever present there for us. And so let's go to God in prayer at this time. Oh, dear Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for this building that we can come and worship you. We thank you for each and every person here. And, Lord, we thank you for each and every person that we lift up in our prayers that is listed on this bulletin. And, Lord, we just thank you for those that are in our hearts and our minds that aren't listed here, that you allow us to pray for them. You know our prayers before we ever speak them, Lord. And we just ask your ever-loving presence and your healing hand on those who need it. And just help the world, Lord, as there are so many troubled times out there. And Lord God, we just pray your continued blessings on the rest of this service and that everyone here throughout the rest of the day and through the week. These things we pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.